All right, so there you go. That's all of them put together right there. And you know what, James? I'm going to wait to get your opinion in case we don't have anybody else that can figure this out.
All right.
But that's all the songs in the 4 o'clock hour. They all have something together. In fact, there's a, I'll give you a little piece of one that actually we're not going to have time to play. Martina McBride, Blessed, is also in this category that I made up. But there is a legitimate, there's actually a legitimate common denominator between all these songs. So, if you think you know what it is, well, give me a call, 227-8888. And I'll see if you can guess what all these songs in the 4 o'clock hour have in common. We'll go back through them. Started out with Carolina Rain, American Radio, great song. Carrie Underwood, Jesus Take the Wheel, that was actually a Grammy winner. Then I dug this out of the archives, Brett James, Chase and Amy. And then we had Tim McGraw from Set This Circus Down, never released to the radio, a song called Telluride. We played that a few weeks back since Josh Grayson is trying to make a run with that song as well. The Flying Blind song of the day was also Brett James, a song I never heard, never on an album, called After All. Really well-written song. And then Kenny Chesney with Uncle Cracker, When the Sun Goes Down. And Jessica Andrews, Who I Am. And of course, you just heard a little bit of it. Martina McBride with Bless. So does anybody have any idea what this song, what all these songs have in common? It's really a simple fact. Do you think you know?
I don't.
You don't know
either?
I really
don't think I know.
A very, very, you got to think outside the box here, because everyone's thinking, I'm sure, the topics of the song, the lyrics of the song, I'll give you a hint, has nothing to do with that. One very simple fact that all these songs have in common. Including the Grammy winner for Carrie Underwood. Anyone? 227-8888. I got nothing here.
Can I ask a question?
You can ask a question.
And this is probably not it at all. And if I was listening really, really close, I probably could have known for myself. Does it have something to do with... Is it a musical quality of it?
Well, that's kind of a loose question, isn't it?
Does it have something to do with the actual... the actual sonic qualities of the music itself?
No.
Okay. So it's not like same key?
No.
No. Okay.
That's a great... That I like
that
what you're thinking.
The first thing I thought, and because they did have some
I couldn't
a
do that.
Tone.
You got it. You have to admit, I wouldn't do that to the average. I mean, I honestly probably
couldn't
identify maybe half of those by the key.
Exactly. Same here.
So I wouldn't do that. But let's take a call here. 227-8888. You are live in the Outdoor Show. Who's this?
Cooter Red.
Hey, what's going on? Turn your radio down a little bit, bud.
Yeah, I'm in an echo. It's got nothing to do with fiddle, does it?
To do with what?
A fiddle.
Nothing to do with a fiddle. Good guess, though.
Thank you.
And that will eliminate any questions about the actual arrangement of the songs.
It's not the arrangement.
It has
not
nothing to do with
sonic.
The instruments in the songs, how they're arranged. Nothing to do with the studio work of the song. It's a very simple fact. 227-8888. Do you think you know?
I don't know.
I
really can't.
I thought we'd at least get a couple people that would guess this right. I really thought you would get this right.
Now I'm ashamed of
it
myself.
It is such a simple fact about this song, and I expect you to guess at it. But
it has nothing to do with the anatomy of the song, the verse, chorus, verse, structure.
No. Nothing to do with that. I'll give you a hint. Mm-hmm. It's something that's near and dear to my heart because of the type of musician that I am. It has nothing to do with bluegrass. Nothing to do with bluegrass. Just a general fact about these songs that one of these songs.
On the phone there.
You're live on the Outdoor Show.
Oh, we lost them.
They probably thought it was something to do with bluegrass, but no.
It's not blue. Yeah. Uh-oh.
The Outdoor Show, you're live on the air. Who's this?
Paul Jacobson and Gwen.
Paul, do you have a guess for us?
Yes, I do. Were they all written by the same person?
You are correct, sir. See, I knew that bell would come in handy.
You know why? You know why it didn't even occur to me?
I am very proud of you.
Oh,
such a
good.
Simple fact. Brett James wrote every one of those songs.
See, it doesn't even occur to me, because in the country world, you don't necessarily write your own songs. I'm my background.
I know.
You're expected to write all your own songs, or most of them. So it's a, it doesn't, my brain didn't think like that.
My brain doesn't think either, so, you know, that was just a shot in the wind, eh?
Good shot in the wind. Very simple fact about all those songs.
Good.
Thank you for calling, Paul.
You bet.
So.
I can't believe that.
I know, you know, Chris is just banging her head against the wall right now. Because she called me like 3 times.
So am I. Yeah.
Does it have to do with locations around the country? Cincinnati was one.
Cincinnati.
Georgia was another. And Georgia Rain from American Radio. No. Man. I can't remember. What were the other? I can't even remember the other questions.
I don't know. I didn't hear them. Man, I am.
Are you disappointed in yourself?
I am. You ruined my day. Quite frankly.
I still think you're really smart, Jimbo.
Thank you, James.
Sorry about that. We'll continue in the 5 o'clock hour. Charlie Rivers, Keith Urban, Slade Cleaves with his song about the logger Sandy Gray coming up. And Rachel Proctor as well. Ooh, got a dandy outlaw country cut of the day lined up as well. The Oak Ridge Boys with one I haven't heard in a long time. Stay tuned. The Outdoor Show will continue in a moment right here on Fox 103.
Today's new hit country, Fox 103, WFXD Marquette.